USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has posted bond in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll more than $83 million in damages stemming from Trump's defamatory remarks. Additionally, the former president is confronting a March 25th deadline by which he must address a $454 million obligation in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud lawsuit. The Justice Department is resisting Hunter Biden's efforts to have tax charges against him thrown out. Biden, son of the president, contends that they lack legal merit and stem from a conspiracy theory as per court documents. His legal team asserts that the case ought to be dropped due to the alleged unlawful appointment of Special Counsel David Weiss and the continued validity of the plea agreement between Weiss and Biden. At the same time, former President Trump is using similar claims in his own Special Counsel declaration. A significant meeting between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu might be on the horizon. Following a State of the Union address on Thursday, President Biden was caught on a hot mic moment talking with Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, saying, "I told him, BB, and keep this quiet, but you and I are going to have a serious discussion." He was then apparently informed by an aide that his microphone was still on. A new independent review is shedding more light on all that went wrong on the day of the mass school shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, back in May 2022. Private investigator Jesse Prado looked closely at facts surrounding the day's events and says the biggest problem was with communication.
Chief of Police Arredondo was on one side of the building, and many other officers were on the north side of the hallway, but there was no communication as to a game plan.
He also cited a lack of training and equipment. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. Across most states in the country, clocks will spring forward at 2 a.m. on Sunday by 1 hour. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
10 years following the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, a U.S. technology firm and the Malaysian government are collaborating on a fresh underwater exploration for the wreckage. The Boeing 777 with 239 passengers and crew members aboard disappeared on March 8, 2014. It's presumed to have crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. Austin-based marine robotics company Ocean Infinity conducted extensive searches for the aircraft's remains in 2018. Company officials are now aiming to retry the search, utilizing advanced technology. The Pentagon has stated that there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects. The report additionally refuted claims of the government and private entities engaging in reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology. The first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe was raised in New York. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
Daylight saving time begins this weekend. Across most states in the country, clocks will spring forward at 2 a.m. on Sunday by 1 hour. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.